$200 for a pair of jeans? All right, today, guys, we're going to be talking about understanding the economics behind high-end denim. Why would you pay so much money for a pair of jeans? Okay, this is presented by Real Men Real Style, and this is Antonio Centeno, the founder of Real Men Real Style. Now, guys, if you haven't already, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. You know why I ask you to do this, because I want to make sure these videos come right to you. In addition, if you like this, if you find it useful, go ahead and click on the like button right down there. Okay, so the question, why pay $200 or more for something that you're going to wear through and can be bought at a local department store for 40 bucks? You know, when you frame the question like that, there's no way to justify high-end denim. However, that way of thinking is outdated. The reason being, denim has really transformed in the last 40 to 50 years. It's moved from workwear to business casual. It's worn with $1,000 sports jackets, with $500 dress shoes, with $300 shirts. Basically, jeans are a classic wardrobe piece. Since they're worn now with dressier outfits, the material and the workmanship have had to increase, and so have the cost. I mean, just look at this gentleman over here to the right. A great look. It's because the texture of the jeans that he's able to wear them with this blazer jacket, the crisp white shirt. I mean, this is a guy who works at the Knights in Vegas. Really a great look. The signal that he's sending with the denim is he's casual. With the jacket, with the crisp white shirt, he's sending also the signal that he means business. So five factors that are influencing the price. Quality fabric. Most of the fabrics used in high-end denim, and I'm not talking a lot of the name brand stuff, but I'm talking the more of the raw denim. This stuff is made to last a decade versus stuff you'll go and you buy at the Buckle or True Religion, something like that. That's made to last a couple years. And the reason being is raw denim uses a heavier weight cotton denim, usually 12 to 18 ounces. And they use specialty looms coming out of Japan, Zimbabwe, and the USA. These are more resistant to wear. And they also use specialty processes such as selvage. And that's where the end of the fabric, it's finished to prevent fraying or slubbiness. And what that is it's a small little imperfections that some of the, denim heads are willing to pay extra for. So here we see a Japanese gentleman who is actually putting the indigo dye by hand onto the denim. And it didn't pop up the way I wanted, but it's going to try to show you guys a loom. Okay, so attention to the details. One, a mixture of other fabrics such as colorful cotton linings. Another attention to detail is sewn with specialty threads. So oftentimes lower end jeans, they don't use a great thread, and that's why it eventually comes out. You can use specialty threads with higher end denim, and it's going to stick around longer and bring color. Embroidery, unique rivets and studs. I've got the gentleman that helped me put this together, Christopher over at Brown and Deem. He actually uses 50 cal casings as part of his jeans. Pretty unique. Stingray, eel, and calf leather, all of those can be used on belt loops and the pockets. So here's an example of a calf leather used with the belt loop. Some of the casings, and that's a 50 cal back end over on the bottom left with the star. And you see leather used right on the pocket. A unique touch, something that you would not find on anything off the rack. The right fit. Now, I will admit, you can find a lot of brands out there that perhaps fit you if you've got a good body. But if you don't have a good body, or you've got one that has, let's say you've got a shorter legs or really longer legs, but you want a unique type of fit or cut, that's where going with a higher end line is going to pay dividends, because they target specific client profiles, build types. And by doing that, by going after less, they actually fit, the fit is spot on for those that they actually do target. So a few of the lines actually out there, they can actually make everything to your exact measurements and fit specifications. These are, again, more custom jean makers. example of, again, Brown and Dean, they provided me these photos, but you can see that he actually takes a number of measurements and builds an individual pattern for each customer. Handmade quality control. One person takes the project from start to finish. This is very different from, let's say, a pair of Levi's, which they're made on a factory floor and they go from person to person, and there isn't always a great quality control. You do have quality control checks, but not to the degree of one person who takes full control of the project from start to finish. Limited number. So this is where it becomes an art, because it's basically like a painting or a sculpture. Only so many can be made from, I would say, the higher end brands, because you've got one person and he can only do so many, or she can only do so many per year. It's a piece of art, really. No piece, it's not a piece of common clothing. And in fact, oftentimes when you're getting them from these one-of-a-kind manufacturers, I mean, basically what you're getting is one-of-a-kind. So here's an example of some embroidery that's on the inside of the pocket, a place where very few people are ever going to even see it. So something pretty unique to this type of higher end denim. And then finally, let's talk about cost per wear. It's made for heavy use, so it's pretty common to get 1,000 plus wears over 10 years. Compare that with 100 wears from a conventional pair of jeans. Think about it. You pay $100 or $50 for a conventional pair of jeans that you're never really happy with, and they just do the job. And if you pay $200 to $300 for a pair of higher end denim and you get 1,000 wears out of it, it actually comes to less per wear. It also requires careful washing, which you may be saying, oh, well, that's not a great thing because I have to actually think about it. Well, it's not always true, because it actually, you wash it less. And when you do wash it, you take better care of it, and therefore you get a longer life. And many people who are in the raw denim, they actually like the character that develops in a pair of jeans as they're worn and they conform to the body. So for further information, I'd like for you to go check out Casey over at The Butt Therapist. She's got a great website. And again, that's thebutttherapist.com. I'll link to her down below. But you can actually send her an email, and she'll send you the three brands she thinks will work well for you. In addition, go check out Brown and Dean. Now, Christopher helped me out with this article, which I linked to the article down below as well, but he makes custom made denim right in the great state of Massachusetts. And if you want more information about men's style, you know I've got that awesome ebook out there, 600 pages, over 14 hours of audio, and the link to it is down below. All right. I'll see you all in the comments.